The stars of Negro League baseball often amassed statistics that rivaled and sometimes surpassed those of their white counterparts in baseball segregation. But records of those achievements can be spotty. So too can be records of the final resting places of many of those players. Take Carroll Ray Mathel, best known as Dick Mathel during his baseball career in the Negro Leagues. Since his death in 1980, Mathel has been buried in an unmarked grave. He'll be remembered today at a graveside ceremony in Topeka, Kansas. While he has no living relatives, a small group of people wants to make certain that Mathel and others from the bygone Negro Leagues era are no longer alone in their place of rest. From Kansas City, Greg Eklund reports.
On a sunny afternoon in Peoria, Illinois, Jeremy Kroc is pulling grass away from the edges of a black headstone. Buried below this memorial, installed just 4 years ago, is John Steel Arm Taylor. He pitched in the Negro Leagues 100 years ago. Kroc leads a Negro Leagues committee established by the Society for American Baseball Research to track down lost grave sites, then raise money to pay for memorials. Honoring the deceased is something Kroc traces back to his own upbringing.
My grandparents and great-aunts and uncles were always attentive to family graves, and it's something we do. Back then it was Decoration Day. Every Decoration Day we went out and tended to the graves.
Two baseball Hall of Famers enshrined in Cooperstown, New York, Pete Hill and Sol White, only recently had their grave sites discovered. Hill was inducted as an outfielder in the Negro Leagues. White is one of the earliest known Negro Leagues historians. Their graves have yet to be marked. Jeremy Kroc is organizing efforts on their behalf. Baseball Hall of Fame librarian Jim Gates says the work that Kroc and others are doing sheds new light to the story of the Negro Leagues.
We bring to the young generation, to their attention, the fact that baseball was segregated like America was in those times, and that these men were relegated to second-class status, and that we were all deprived of not seeing them play Major League Baseball.
Mathel, Hill, White, and Taylor all segregated since they played in the Negro Leagues well before Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in 1947. Mathel's Kansas City Monarchs uniform is on display at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. Museum curator Ray Doswell knows a lot about Mathel's career in the 1920s, but until recently, he was unaware that Mathel was buried in an unmarked grave.
We knew very little about where some of them were buried and what the conditions of their memorials were. And I think the efforts that are being made right now to find these is very important to the historical record as well as just for sentimental reasons.
For Jeremy Kroc, this is an avocation. His real job is as an anesthesiologist at a Peoria hospital. Kroc knows it's impossible to fully make amends for the segregation these ballplayers were subjected to in their day, but he hopes a grave marker is a start.
They played in anonymity, and I don't feel it's right for them to be spend eternity in anonymity, to be buried in an unmarked grave when after they passed away is just an injustice.
This will be the 22nd gravestone installation for Kroc. He started the project 7 years ago. There's more to come, though. He says the list of lost grave sites for Negro League players continues to grow. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.